Why don't we get started? Because we have a lot of
ground to
fun
cover
and exciting, a lot of ground to cover, a lot of stories to tell. This is going to be our last episode of season two of 90 Day React, Bubba's and Banter. We plan to be back soon. The reason we're taking a break or a short hiatus is because I am pregnant and I am very close to bringing new life into this world, and I need a break to step back and focus on that. But we wanted to share a little bit about, at the top, of our experience at Sarper's Fitness Class, and then we'll get into the episode, and then we have some exciting news towards the end. So make sure you stay tuned through the end of the episode to figure out what our little surprise is for you all. Hey! To Sarper's Fitness Class on Sunday of this week, and she kind of was in the class. She was behind me the whole time. Pleasant surprise. I really was not expecting her to be in the class, but we didn't know, but she's a very supportive partner, and we can confirm they are still together as of Sunday. And it was cute. He kept coming over to her and smiling and saying, she kind of can't do this, or she kind of can do this, or whatever.
He said that?
But it was like,
you
know.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, because you couldn't hear anything. I could tell you couldn't hear. The music was loud as hell. The music was loud, and it was fun. Listen, I am very pregnant right now. I'm 8 months pregnant, and I was able to do it, but it was tough, you know. It was like he did like a really intense cardio warm-up of like high knees and jumping and all that, and then he switched over to some, I don't know, just like squats and some movements on the floor, and then we ended with like a little bit of a, like a Turkish dance, if you will. Dance and exercise. Yeah, he ended the class with that, and for that Shekinah was taking a video, and we ended up, our sweaty asses ended up on Shekinah's stories that day, but it was fun, whatever. It was a fun experience, you know? Like, I don't think anyone's going there because they're like, I'm going to a fitness class and, oh, who's this guy? You know, I'm sure everybody went there because they want to support him and they know him from 90 Day. So when the class wrapped up, they were like, come, we'll take photos with everyone outside. It was a small class.
Right. And when we were working out, it didn't seem like we were doing much. But afterwards, you definitely feel it. So, I had a great time. I got to meet them personally, both Shekinah and Sarper, and could not have been more gracious and more and friendlier than they were. They were, you know, they were inviting and they were talking to us, and they wanted to know. And Sarper, actually, when we had a little discussion, he remembered that he did cameo for
yeah.
us. And we were surprised that he did remember us.
My daughter right now.
We do a little daughter podcast.
You want cameo from me?
We've gotten two already.
I know. Right, yes, I remember.
But they were all like, both of them, like, you know. Nicest people. I mean, you couldn't have, you know.
Very nice. You know, I think
sometimes you wonder,
gets
you know,
a bad rap.
People have to, I don't know if it is like for dramatic purposes, you have to put on this persona maybe. Maybe not Shekinah and Sarper as much. They were pretty much the way I thought they would be. I mean, I feel closeness to Sarper because we're from the same part of the world. So you kind of have that similarities in culture and closeness. You know, he's from Turkey. I'm from Iran. And I spoke to him in Azeri, which is my mother's native tongue. And he remembered, you know, he said, oh, it was, you know, he remembered the city where Azerbaijan part of Iran is. And that was Tabriz. And he said it right away. He's like, how could he have guessed so correctly? He's like, there's so many cities in Azerbaijan part of Iran. But he said it right away. I was like, what? How did you know that?
I think he must know other Iranians from that area. Yeah. Also know some Turkish. Yeah. But he was like, oh, was she from Tabriz? And you were like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny that because, you know, in Azerbaijan part of Iran, they speak a different Turkish than in Turkish. And Shekinah was like so friendly and so, you know, kind to both of us. And we took a, you know,
yeah,
whole bunch of pictures and, you know, she and they talked to you about your pregnancy and all that. So
it was, yeah, fun. I wasn't going to take a photo. I was just taking a photo of you with them. And that's when we were talking about the podcast and she kind of said, make sure you talk good about. I'm all nervous. She said, make sure you talk good about us on your podcast. Right? And my stomach dropped.
I mean, listen, there are events that take place during the season that you say things, but you don't know these people. Honestly, when people text to other people about stuff, they don't really know them until you see them face to face and you talk to them, shake their hands and see how they are in real life. And in real life, these two were the nicest that I've, you know, people that I've come across with.
We've only met them.
Yeah. I mean, Shekinah could have walked out, you know, she didn't have to be there. She didn't have to be, you know, do anything, you know.
She was very kind. I was taking a photo of you with them and I thanked them and I just said, you know, now you can say that someone 8 months pregnant can do your class. And they were like, oh my God, come take a photo with us. So I took a photo. They're like, she kind of is like, let's do another one where we're pointing at the belly and they're going off.
Yeah.
So they were very like sweet. I know that for me, I'm so not cut out for this. Like I would hate to, you know, do all that. But listen, I stand by what I said this season, but she does seem very sweet. I don't dislike her at all. I like them both a lot. They were actually they're my favorite couple, I think, tied with Matty and Stevie from this season. And I wish them well. It was really nice to see them. And they seem, again, like you really don't, even if you meet someone in person, you don't really know what they're really, really like either. So I hope that they're doing well. I hope that their relationship is going well. It was nice to go and support him. It was fun.
And we were actually late to the class. And Sabri just said, just come right in. Just, you know, over here. And, you know, he just, you know, very welcoming and, you know, gracious, both of them.
But yeah, they look exactly the same as they do in TV. They were lovely. And it was fun. I'm glad we did it. It was a nice way to wrap up season 2 of our podcast and season 11 of 90 Day.
Right.
But why don't we talk about the finale, the last episode of the tell-all.
So what stood out to you the most in this episode, beside the yelling and shouting and, you know, all the different stories? I mean, we talked about Amini, Matt, Ani, and then Jessica and Juan. Mark and Mina and Sean and Aaliyah.
Yeah. So the thing that stood out was Sean and Aaliyah, and then obviously the big blowout with Danielle coming out of left field.
Yeah, I couldn't understand why Danielle was there. What was there a story between her and other
girls? No, there was like zero correlation to her. Like, go away. And that's the thing. It's like, what? Even if we didn't meet Shekinah on Sunday, I still would feel bad because. Yes, for sure. Like, she does come in with a chip on her shoulder to the reunions. It's probably because she's trying to prepare herself for being attacked. And she does have, like, a difference of opinion compared to the other American women on the show because she's more of, like, traditional let the man take charge type vibes. And a lot of the women don't like that. And they don't like her because of that.
I mean, listen, if anybody tells anybody, listen, I'm going to, you know, text people and say, hey, I'm going to come after you in the show. Obviously, you're going to show up defensive about everything.
100%.
Because why would you text people and say something like that? It just doesn't make sense.
It's weird.
You know? Just Amini came out so, I don't know. First of all, I didn't even recognize her with all the surgeries and all that. And then things she was saying, it just didn't. To me, the most shocking thing was the amount of money they've been sending to Ani.
I know.
I mean, and Sean Robertson at some point literally asked, like, how much money total have you sent to Ani during the whole relationship? And Matt finally said it is $60,000. And it's like 4,000 here, 3,000 there, 5,000 there. It's like,
it's insane. No wonder she's putting up with this.
I know. It's and like, at some point,
I'll put up with it.
Juan turned to Jessica and said, do they need a fourth person? Like, can I get some of that money? And, you know, they ask her whether or not, you know, Ani's. Amini's excuse for giving her so much money was one of them was like, okay, I asked her not to, you know, do her work as a stripper, as an exotic dancer, and I will provide for her. And so they ask Ani, so you stop, you know, being a dancer altogether? She said, no, I'm still doing what I'm doing. Like, anybody else would have said, like, what? I'm sending you all this money so you wouldn't work, you know, to have that kind of a job and you're still doing it? And Amini said nothing.
I don't know.
It was just like she came across as so needy, you know. It's like,
who, Amini?
It's like, what's going on between you and Matt? Are you not happy in this marriage? If you're not happy, then get a divorce and be with somebody else. Why does it have to be a throuple? And why do you need an attorney? What is the attorney going to do for you? I mean, if you're still going to live in the same house together with Matt, I mean, you really...
Because they want to be able to bring her to the U.S.
You can do all that stuff, but you have to fill out so many forms. And because the courts want to know, is like, you have two kids and they're under age of 18. What's going to happen with the custody? I mean, you have to go through all these paperwork. You can't just say, okay, I'm divorcing you, sign here, and I'm going to marry somebody else. And I just don't know the technicalities of how they're going to go about this. If they said, okay, the two of them are going to get divorced and that's the end of that, fine. But what's going to happen to the kids? Where are you going to live? Who's going to be in charge of the money? Who's going to have the account? You know, it's insanity.
It's messy. It's and for very what? Messy.
Ani doesn't really care. All she cares about is you sending her the money. She wants the rent money on the due date. Do not be late. And she kept saying, oh, I tried to send her money like a few times and it just wasn't going through. I sent her the screenshot of my phone to let her know that the money I'm trying. And by the way, what happened to Ray? Where is Ray? Wasn't he supposed to be in charge of the finances here? And Ray probably said,
was he, or was it because guys, wasn't it a joint account? I know.
And like, what how much mess. Money do you need in Tijuana? How much rent? How much does rent cost? She was trying to send Ani $4,000. It's like,
I know. U.S.?
Yeah. It couldn't have been for a month. It was probably for a few months. It had to, you know.
You know what? You keep going. I'm going to look it up. You keep going.
It's like, you know, and still at the end, they kept asking her, like, does anybody think that Ani is in this relationship for the money? And everybody said, yeah. I mean, you got to be stupid not to think like that. Because literally, Amini is afraid of putting an end to that money going to Ani. And she believes that if she does that, the relationship is over. I mean, you're literally saying that. So why can't you find somebody else or work on your relationship with Matt? Or find somebody else. if you're in love with this woman, but she really is not.
We've been saying this from the beginning.
She just likes the money and the gifts, and I don't get it. I don't understand.
I looked up like luxury apartments because I'm like, let me just give benefit of the doubt and say maybe it's a luxury apartment. The most I can find is like $2,500. But everything else, like, there's a place that looks actually just like the apartment they showed, like the townhouse that they showed. It looks identical to the one that they showed of hers. And it's $700.
Right.
And it's a townhouse, three bed, two bath. But you're right, $4,000 is insane. And unless this, it was like for 6 months or something like that.
I mean, you wonder, like, all this money, at some point, Juan said that in Spanish, it was in English, I don't remember, that, that would have been, I mean, she didn't send you the rent money and you wanted to break up. That's a red flag to me. And then Ani came after Juan. It's like, what has Juan done to you? She's like, oh, I make more money than you can ever make. I know how much you guys make on the cruise. You make nothing. He's like, what is wrong with you?
I know. Yeah, that was mean. Yeah.
You know, you just want the money and you don't care about anybody here. And what is going on? I just don't understand. And, you know, they brought out.
Not great.
Who did they brought out for them? Matt's friend. Was it Eric? Yeah, Eric came on the stage. And he didn't really have much to add. he just kept saying that, like, this is why do you want to divorce your husband of, was it 10 years? It's like, for whom? For what? I mean, all you guys have been doing is sending money. I mean, it seems like they got money to waste. I mean, they got money to send Ani. They got money to all the surgeries. It's like, what is happening with your children? Are you paying any attention to them? I mean, I don't know. You see, you know, people with kids at the end of the tell-all leave a little bit earlier, or, you know, just to go home and take care of the kids. And these two were just hanging out. They just wanted, you want to have dinner with us? You want to do this with us? And they were so rude to other people that nobody wanted to say goodbye to them or give them a hug. They just left.
They were just so, like, antagonistic towards Shekinah as well. Like, even Matt was. And they were like, oh my God, she can't even, like, hold a conversation. She can't. When she was like, I'm going to my dressing room because she wanted some privacy. But it's like, you guys have been literally coming at her from 10 different directions.
Bye to you, or have dinner with you, or talk to you. I know.
Nothing. Like, yeah. What are you, crazy?
He said it at some point, like, I've never seen you cry. It's like, why does she have to cry? You know, it's like, what is wrong with you people? What is it that, you know, Shekinah has done to you people that you're so, you know, you're attacking her so much? And at some point when they were taking a break, Matthew tried to defend her. Like, he got up. He said, he's like, because Danielle said all kinds of nonsense.
Well, do you want to get into that? Because that's a whole
hold that off for later.
So, wanting to give some context.
The funniest part of the show, of the episode, first it was like at the stage when they were taking a break, Maddie said, he was telling Stevie, like, Danielle's full of, you know, shit, and I have to say something because she was lying and this and that. So he starts asking, like, Danielle questions, like, why did you say that? Would you do that? And he was, like, standing across the room, and it was, like, pointing his finger. And all of a sudden, Danielle said, don't put your finger in front of my face. It's like, the dude is all the way across the room. He's not doing anything to you. And then she gets up, and, you know, people start yelling at each other. And Matty defends Shekinah, and Matt defends Danielle, and then Sarper defends Shekinah, and then Amini yells at Matty, Stevie yells at Amini. At some point, he brought that scene from Anchorman when Steve Carell says, I don't know what we're all yelling about.
I know.
He got lost in the shuffle. He's like, what are we talking about here? What? Who's yelling at whom and... for about what? And that's what Sarper is trying to do, like, throughout the whole thing. He was trying to stay above it all. Like, I don't want to get in the mud with you because that's all you guys want to do. Amini and Danielle, they just wanted to start, you know, arguing and going crazy about every single thing.
They bring Danielle out. We're going to rewind. They bring Danielle out, okay? And they ask her a little bit. She's still with Johan, which is like, okay, you're an idiot, okay? Like, if you had said, you know what? I got up the gumption. I left that man. I would have had so much more respect for her. But for her to say that you're still with a man that's been cheating on you, who doesn't give a shit about you, who's literally just sucking you dry of every last penny that you have, and you want to go and point fingers at Shekinah for what? She sat there and she immediately started going in on Shekinah saying, you know, you're mean to everyone, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to stand for it. Okay. There was some nonsense about, like, Shekinah was upset because Danielle didn't wish her good luck, but wished Sarper good luck. I don't know what other context happened outside of what we saw, but, like, Danielle came for her in an intense way that was, like, totally unnecessary. You could have easily been like, hey, you know, I don't like this energy that you bring. Why can't we just be civil? Whatever. But she decided to just be nasty. So when they took a break, this conversation is not conversation, it's argument, or pretty much just Danielle barking, is continuing. And Mahdi is like, hey, can you not do that? Like, can you not be dogpiling on her? Like, this doesn't make sense. And that's when everything else happened that you mentioned, where she's like freaking out. I will say that I saved a bunch of, because Mahdi made a comment on his Instagram stories that evening about everything that transpired, and I did save it, so I was going to read it to you all about his thoughts on what occurred. And this is from Matthew's stories. He says, quote, I feel like something heavy is finally off my chest. It's not because some dude tried to make it look like I was attacking this woman. It's not even about her taking 10 steps just to get in my face and put her finger in my personal space. It's because after all this, the lady who, quote, teaches yoga and meditation, looked me in the eyes and said, quote, you're going to have many problems in this country.
Oh, she said that?
I wish my husband was here. And when I walked away, said, he's a misogynist because of his culture. And she said that just because I am an immigrant from the Middle East. She knew I didn't attack her. She knew I just needed proof for her accusations. But she still made me believe that I attacked a woman. I was naive enough to carry guilt for weeks just because y'all are master manipulators. Y'all twisted everything so well that I actually believed I attacked a woman. I apologized 3 times in front of everyone when she was the one who attacked me because I thought I was in the wrong. And I did something unacceptable in this country. I'm taking back every single one of those apologies. Also, y'all never saw this, but I kept my hands behind my back after she came at me just so I wouldn't disrespect her. In the end, what really disgusts me is how she told me I'm going to have problems in this country just because of my situation. I can see she'd never say that to me if I was an American man. Jealousy, toxicity, manipulation, those are the only energies I saw in her aura. And I truly feel bad for the people who come to her seeking healing or light. That's what he said. And Shekinah had reposted that saying, thank you, Matthew, for standing up for me. Yes, this is crazy, blah, blah, blah. I did not clock all the other stuff that Danielle said. Maybe she said it when the cameras weren't rolling. But it's, like, gross. It's gross energy. It's like, there's so many layers to it. It's microaggressive. It's, like, weaponizing the fact that she's a white woman. Like, there's so much there that she did. And it was unnecessary. And even if it was just to make good TV, you're hurting someone in the process for no reason. That was
I just didn't understand her presence there to begin with. You know, why is she there? There's no relationship at all. Unless there were another season with, you know, other people. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
But I doubt it. So let's go from them to... All right, so Jessica and Juan. He finally got his green card.
They brought Megan on.
Yeah, your favorite.
Weirdo. Okay, go ahead.
And for some reason, Jessica and Danielle knew each other because they said hello to each other like they knew each other.
I don't know. Maybe just from the internet.
We must have either they were on a season or we missed something, because it seemed like they, you know, they were friends at some point, or maybe online friends. Anyway, they have Megan back on stage, and they go through the, you know, the questioning of Juana's like, did you have an affair and this and that? And everybody was wondering why does it hurt some? Why are you crying? It's something between the two of them. And the same questions we were asking during the seasons, like, what's happening here? And, you know, she tried to explain it by saying that, oh, when Jessica's kids were born, or when David was born, I was holding him and taking his pictures. Even all of that happening, you still shouldn't be, if it's okay with Jessica, then, you know, you're not her, you know, relative, or you're not her mom. I understand you getting upset, but to that level where you're threatening Juan that it will be hell on earth for you if you do this or that, you're not his wife. She tried to explain it, but I don't think it was happening.
It was, yeah. It's like, I understand what she meant when she's just like bonded to her friend, at which right. They consider each other sisters. That's fine. But you need to have some, even with sisters, you need to have a boundary. I have a sister. She doesn't act like that with me about my relationship. It's weird. You need to have some separation. If Jessica has made peace with the whole cheating and they talk through it, whatever, you need to accept that. It's not your relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at some point they were talking about Juan's job, and Megan claimed that, you know, there were so many job offers and there were references, Megan and her husband, for Juan to take a job somewhere. I mean, she was exaggerating. She said there were 50 job offers that refused them all. Jessica said it was about five, you know, five different jobs that he could have had. But the way Juan was saying it, that the amount of money he was making on tips, being a bartender on a cruise, it's almost close to $1,000 a day. So that, if you can make that kind of money,
do it.
It's great. However, and this is what bothered me the most about what he kept saying, it bothered Megan a little bit, because he kept saying, like, I don't want to be away from my son. And Megan kept saying, you should say, like, I don't want to be away from my son and my wife. And what I'm saying is, like, at any point, are you including Jessica's other two sons? You know, instead of saying, I don't want to be away from my son, just say, I don't want to be away from my children. You have three kids now. It's not just one. It's not just your own, you know, flesh and blood. It's two other kids that, you know, they run around, they want to play with you, they want to hang
they
out with
you.
They
see you as a father figure.
Exactly. You know, consider them as well. That what bothers me the most. Not that he was saying David and Jessica, but, you know, your children. David and the other two.
It was very upsetting, and it was even more upsetting to be like, oh, these kids are going to see this, and they're going to be really hurt.
Right. And at some point, I don't know if it was Stevie or Matthew was suggesting, like, if you come out of Torrington, maybe you'll have more opportunities, you know? Is when Said was telling Matty, come to California. Hang out, man.
Yeah.
More opportunities.
I think they're also, I don't know if she has full custody of her other kids, but they have to consider that too. She can't just get up and move if she doesn't. It sounds like she doesn't.
Yeah,
she
said
she has them for half the week, right?
In his situation, the best answer came from Mark. I don't know if you caught that or not. When they were saying goodbye to each other, Mark came up with the greatest idea.
Yeah.
He said, because during the, you know, the episode, he was kind of understanding why Juan doesn't, you know, being a pilot, you know, and why Juan didn't want to take another job that is different than a cruise life. It's something that you love to do. So at the end, he suggested to Juan that, hey, how about, you know, these private cruises? Like, you don't have to be away for 8-9 months. You could go on like these, you know, wealthy private cruises for 8 weeks. It doesn't have to be 8 months.
Yeah.
And then come home.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll make really good money.
Back out again. You know, and they make a lot of money too, because they tip, those people tip a lot. So that was, you know, eye opening for, you know, it was a great idea. And I'm sure Mark knows a lot of people in the industry that he could introduce them to Juan, or, you know, vice versa. Juan, is, if you're listening, just go with Mark's
idea. That was
idea.
A good idea. Yeah. I mean, that's.
It makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mark and Mina, yeah, they brought your favorite person on the stage, Jordan.
Oh,
Jordan came on. She looked great. She's engaged. And everything went peachy until Mark said, oh, by the way, you know, Mina is pregnant. For some reason, production put these people up to, like, come up with, like, scenarios, like, you can make a joke. And then after we come back from the commercial, you say, ah, I was just kidding, you know. Same thing with Sean, you know.
It's getting like, up and saying, I can't do this, yeah.
Yeah, I can't take this anymore. And trying to make it look like you're leaving the stage and go fix Matty's hair. Okay, we get it. But Clayton's still not there. You know, it's been 11 months. Since he's been away.
I know. That's a whole year of his life.
I think the problem is, like, I think we discussed this a while back, that they're not, neither Mina nor Clayton are citizens, French citizens. They had to get passports from the third country. So that made it more complicated than it should have been. If they were French citizens, obviously. And that's what's complicating everything, especially for him. They're going to fly over to, you know, Paris, and hopefully they'll bring Clayton back with them. But at this stage of the game, they're not sure if they're going to live in New Hampshire. Like, Mark wants to live there, but Mina rather live in Boston. I mean, who doesn't want to live in, you know, beautiful city? I mean, Boston is nice, except the winter, it gets very cold. But then it gets cold in Hampshire too. But at least in Boston, you have more opportunities. I think it's much better for Maria to, you know, have better schools, better education, and it makes sense. But
yeah,
they were all like, she was throughout the whole thing. You know, they're very composed. You know, they didn't get in the mud with anybody. And Sean. Said that, oh, we have it here. We have some information that you used to be an exotic dancer or stripper at some point, asking Mina. And for some reason, Mark didn't know, or maybe he knew. Just like she said, yes, many years back, I had a son and I had to provide for him. So I got this job, made a living. Apparently, Mark worked at a club, but he was bartender, just like Juan. That was it. I mean, the rest of it was just like, nothing. I mean, Jordan was pretty much ready for anything coming, you know, her way. So she kind of prepared. It looked like she was prepared for the whole people's attack mode on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, didn't her happen. Behavior throughout the season.
It was really surprising. They didn't talk about
said,
any
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She said, yeah, I understand. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have judged her like that. But I'm thinking, like, hey, come on. She signed the prenup, so you're all set, Jordan. That's why you're not saying anything right now, because your money is, you know, in safe place. So you're okay with the whole thing, you know. Like I said, when it happened, I don't know if you remember, but I said, oh, so as soon as this money thing clears up, then Jordan will be okay with the whole thing.
I know, but I'm surprised they didn't kind of like rehash any of that, at least for the drama and the tell-all, but.
They did a little bit. They showed clips of...
Not enough for me, personally.
When Mina and Mark were in the jacuzzi, we're talking about Jordan. And when Jordan and Mina were talking on that island they went to. I don't know. It's like a funny name, that island. It was in South Carolina, North Carolina. I don't remember.
I keep wanting to say Hilton Head, but it's something else.
Hilton Head. It was some like a killer island or some.
It's not killer island. It's something else. What, head island. Relax. Anyway, move on.
All right. So the last couple are Sean and Leah.
Yes. I finally. I got the satisfaction of Sean yelling at Jackie.
Down on Jackie.
It's like, it felt so good. Felt so good. And she had a stupid f***ing answer after all that. She was like, I was telling her. No, you weren't.
No.
Like, even if you were, it's like, at some point, if that's your only job, you need to literally be like, listen, I can't let you keep getting ready. We have to go. It should not right. have turned into 2 hours. That's insane.
Exactly.
Anyway, fill us in. What happened?
So, yeah, they brought her on. And Sean really came down on her. It's like, what were you doing? Were you drinking wine, having a good time? You know, when my mom is in pain.
I know.
And most of it, then they brought Armando and Kenny also. And they wanted.
I love those two.
They said that, okay, so maybe Sean went overboard because they were saying that there have been events that, you know, people have been late an hour, but they don't understand. This went almost for 2 hours.
That's like, I mean, Sean way beyond any, any acceptable amount of time. Sorry. Not okay.
Plus your mom is in pain. You want to get her to the hospital. You know, you don't know what's happening. And if there's a blood clot that's happening in her body or something more serious than just an ankle injury, you want to address it as quickly as possible, get the x-rays, MRI, whatever you need to do. And you're just waiting for Aaliyah to show up. I still, you know, I felt his anger coming down on Jackie. And I was glad that he said what he said.
It needed to be said. And it also, like, I don't know if you heard him saying, he was like, I got ready in like a sweaty bathroom by myself. Like, he sacrificed a lot of his own experience on his wedding day to make it as perfect as he possibly could for his bride.
Right.
And she still did this. And it's like, he got emotional talking about his mom. It's like, this man is always sacrificing something. The least you can do is meet him halfway. He didn't even do that. Like,
I know.
They talked a little bit also about gender confirmation surgery and their relationship. And it broke my heart when he said, and it probably hurt Aaliyah so much as well. I don't know where he said, the person I fell in love with is not next to me anymore or something like that. What did he say?
Right. I think he pretty much gave the right answer. Like, I don't know. I mean, the situation is with her is fluid that I don't know. I don't want her to not do the things that she would like to do with having the pressure of our being together, you know, redirect her in any way that she doesn't want. Like, if I say, yes, I do, then maybe she won't be going through the surgeries that she wants to go through to be happier in life. And if I say no, then, you know, you just totally breaking the whole thing apart. Although I have to add that he did, because he was so upset about what you know transpired through the wedding and all that, he went away with his friend for about a month to Dominican Republic. So
I did not blame him. They're trying to make him feel bad. It's like, I'm sorry, let this man go on whatever honeymoon he wants to go on his own. You put him through hell, give him a break. I don't blame him.
Exactly. I mean, plus the fact they have open relationships. So, I don't know. It just doesn't fall into certain categories that you want to put him into. They're like their own people. Like, she's going through a lot of stuff as well. And I don't know what's going on. But what it looked like to me, like, they're going to be together either as friends or as spouses. And it seems like they...
companions.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like Sean will support her no matter what. That was pretty much it, except the fact that, you know, I mean, he kept trying to say goodbye to people, and they said, screw you. I'm not even... Stevie literally said, like, I don't want to talk to you or your husband. It's like, we just want to get the hell out of here.
I took screenshots of what Amini posted, too.
Uh-huh.
Which is insane. And I only got, like, the last half of the rant, pretty much. But hold on one second. Let me pull it up. What I caught is her saying, quote, I know you're used to going on tell-all, bullying whoever you want, playing victim, and continue to get away with it. This time, you f***ed with the wrong bitch. Then she goes on. I was nice.
These were the things that
This is a mini posting on her Instagram stories about Shekinah.
Oh.
Quote, I was nice. Too nice. It's like so stupid.
Really?
I tried to give you a heads up out of respect to protect you, but you twisted it, turned it into your storyline, and painted me as the villain. Why? Because you needed something. Some drama. Something to stay relevant. Oh, honey, she writes. Oh. Why is she writing like this?
I know, right?
You want a villain? I'll be the biggest one this show has ever seen. She says, let's be clear. Back then, I didn't mean harm, but you chose to mess with me, and now I'm going to be a bigger bitch than you ever dreamed of being. And honestly, you already set the bar pretty damn high. Woo! My God. So she, let's see if she dropped it, actually. She said, I'm going to drop the biggest diss track in 90-day history.
Oh, yeah.
All about being mean to Shekinah and her appearance.
At some point, Shekinah called her Armani.
Yeah, that's a compliment. That's a much nicer name.
I don't know if that
name
was on purpose or not. That was funny.
She hasn't dropped it yet, but she says, you want an on-screen drama? I'll show you what targeting really looks like when production steps out and the real ones step in. What? No edits, no producers, just me, Shrekinah. Coming soon, Shrek Ina. What an idiot.
Oh, God.
It's like, get a life.
Yeah, she needs help. I mean, if she had gotten help, maybe she would not have done all those things to herself.
What a mess.
You know?
So embarrassing.
I really don't get the deal. I really don't understand what's going on between her and Matt and Ani's. Like, they don't, neither one of them. I mean, Matt doesn't need her. I mean, she doesn't need Matt. I mean, she could probably function, have a life and raise the kids. And Ani doesn't like either one of them. Doesn't want either one of them because she can, it seems like she's making great money, you know?
Yeah.
She makes more money than Juan apparently on the cruise. So why do you need more money? Where does this money go? Does the IRS know about you, Ani? And Ray, that bank account here?
Yeah, it was like IRS. She's in Mexico.
Doesn't she have an account here somewhere?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, allegedly. Anyway, it was a fun season. I have to say, it wasn't as juicy as, you know, Renee and Chitty that whole season. That was pretty intense.
Oh God!
But we got some nice moments overall. Like, the goal for me is like to be happy and people have functional relationships when I watch the show. It's like, yeah, it's entertaining for the drama, but overall I'm pretty happy with Greg and Joan, Mark and Mina, Jessica and Juan, Stevie and Matthew. Like, for the most part, everybody's doing okay. And even Shekinah and Sarper,
exactly.
Like, that's great. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it was mostly boring, is because like they're doing well, which is like good. Good for you.
Right.
Except for the throuple.
I forgot the wedding ring that Sarper, that huge wedding ring that Sarper gave Shekinah.
If you check this week's episode cover art, we will put the best photo of you and Sarper and Shekinah. The special surprise as a thank you to everyone who's been listening to us for two whole seasons, for like 40 episodes now of us bantering.
All right, as a token of our appreciation for our loyal listeners, we have a special gift.
Fancy 90-day React merch. And for the first five listeners who email us at bubbasandbanter@gmail.com, if you just indicate that you want to grab this merch from us and indicate a shipping address and your name, we will happily ship it out to you just as a thank you. And like Dad said, a token of our appreciation for sticking with us for all these episodes. We appreciate it. We really just do this for fun. And it's fun and nice to know that other people also listen to us for fun. And it's been nice. It's been a nice ride talking and chatting, and we plan to be back. So don't disappear, but we will be taking a bit of a break.
That's right. It's summertime, so go have fun. And let's hear that address again, the email address.
Yes. Bubbas and Banter at gmail.com. It's spelled BABASANDBANTER at gmail.com. Again, just indicate that you want to be part of the giveaway, your full name and your mailing address, and we will get those out to you as soon as possible.
Well, thank you everyone for listening, and hope you'll join us next time.
At some point.
Don't abandon us. Stay with us.
Keep your notifications on. Thank you for supporting us. Stay subscribed. Rate us as high as you can. It makes a difference. Yeah. We appreciate it.
You're the best.
We love you all, and thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone. Hey.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.